Welcome to this message from the Go Deeper Conference at Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. The speaker is Jane Urquhart.
Right, just clean my glasses so I can see. Right, I'm going to do something a little bit different. I'm so not used to wearing these, so if I fiddle around, it's because I don't like wearing them. But you know when you've got to read and you see, I have to, otherwise I can't see what I'm doing. Okay, I'm going to read, following on from what Clive was doing this morning, I'm going to read some of the chapter of Habakkuk. Let's just pray, because we've had a break, and I just want to just focus back in. Father, we thank you for what you're doing in these days. We thank you, Father, that you're on the move, that your kingdom is advancing. We thank you. Your Spirit speaking to us today, blessing us, filling us, encouraging us, strengthening us. We thank you, Lord, that your Holy Spirit just longs to just glorify you through us, Lord, through your people. We thank you for everything you want to say to us, Holy Spirit, now, do in us in this time, that we just really hear you and move with you and what you're doing in this nation, what you're doing in your church and your bride at this time. Thank you, Lord. We have ears to hear what your Spirit is saying to the church. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So I'm just going to read this and then we're going to do something in a minute. Okay, so Habakkuk 2. In fact, it might be easier if I read it to you, rather, because I'm going to be not following the whole thing. Okay, so Habakkuk 2. I will climb up to my watchtower and wait to see what the Lord will say to me, and he will answer. Okay? Then the Lord said to me, write my answer in large, clear letters so that a runner can read it and tell everyone else. But these things I plan won't happen right away. Slowly, steadily, surely, the time approaches when the vision will be fulfilled. If it seems slow, wait patiently for it. It will surely take place. It will not be delayed. And there's one thing I've learned, I guess, in being leadership for a while, or being in the church for longer than I've been in leadership, is that what God does, it can happen in an instant. But it can take a lifetime for it, or even 2,000 years, or 4,000 years. But whatever God speaks, it will happen. But his timing is his timing we have to wait for. And, you know, all good things come to those who wait. You know, I don't know if that's a biblical saying, but it's true. All good things do come. When God speaks, it can take a lifetime, okay? And the one thing about Christianity is longevity. Longevity. We have to know we're in this for the long haul. This is our life being plugged in to serving God and serving one another and serving our community. God will turn up. God will, what he said will happen, okay? Look at the proud, and I believe that this is really sort of where the nations are at, not just our nation. What we're longing to see isn't just for our nation. It's an outpouring of God in the nations. And look at the proud. They trust in themselves and their lives are crooked, but the righteous will live by their faith. Wealth is treacherous, and the arrogant are never at rest. They range far and wide with their mouths open as wide as death, but they are never satisfied. In their greed, they have gathered up many nations and peoples, but the time is coming when all their captives will taunt them, saying, you thieves, at last justice has caught up with you. We see that now with many oppressors, oppressive governments and regimes that have been... We have a monarch, but obviously, you know, many countries have, what do they call them? dictators. Yeah, that we have we're so blessed in this nation having the monarch that we have, when nations are rising up against their, you know, dictators that are ruling, and we're seeing this go on. Suddenly your debtors will rise up in anger. They will turn on you and take all you have, while you stand trembling and helpless. You have plundered many nations, and now they will plunder you. You murderers, you have filled the countryside with violence, and all the cities too. And that's going on in nations at the moment. How terrible it will be for you who get rich by unjust means. You believe your wealth will buy security, putting your families beyond the reach of danger. But by the murders you committed, you have shamed your name and forfeited your lives. The very stones in the walls of your houses cry out against you, and the beams in the ceilings echo the complaint. How terrible it will be for you who build cities with money gained by murder and corruption. Has not the Lord Almighty promised that the wealth of nations will turn to ashes? They work so hard, all in vain. For the time will come when the earth will be filled, as the waters fill the sea, with an awareness of the glory of the Lord. What have you, down to 18, what have you gained by worshipping all your man-made idols? How foolish to trust in something made by your own hands. What fools you are to believe in such lies. How terrible it will be for you who beg lifeless wooden idols to save you. You ask speechless stone images to tell you what to do. Cannot idols speak for God? They may be overlaid with gold and silver, but they are lifeless inside. But the Lord, in his holy temple, let all the earth But the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth be silent before him. This prayer was sung by the prophet Habakkuk. I have heard all about you, Lord, and I am filled with awe by the amazing things you have done. In this time of our deep need, begin again to help us as you did in years gone by. Show us your power and save us. And in your anger, remember your mercy. I see God, the Holy One, moving across the deserts from Eden and Mount Paran. His brilliant splendor fills the heavens, and the earth is filled with his praise. What a wonderful God he is. Rays of brilliant light flash from his hands. He rejoices in his awesome power. Pestilence marches before him. Plague follows close behind. When he stops, the earth shakes. When he looks, the nations tremble. He shatters the everlasting mountains and levels the eternal hills. But his power is not diminished in the least. I see peoples of Cush and Midian trembling in terror. Was it in anger, Lord, that you struck the rivers and parted the sea? Were you displeased with them? No, you were sending your chariots of salvation. You were commanding your weapons of power. You split open the earth and with flowing rivers. The mountains watched and trembled. Onward swept the raging waters. The mighty deep cried out, lifting its hands to the Lord. The lofty sun and moon began to fade, obscured by brilliance from your arrows and flashing of your glittering spear. You marched across the land in awesome anger and trampled the nations in your fury. You went out to rescue your chosen people, to save your anointed ones. You know, in everything that's going on in the nations at the moment, that is God's heart to save. It's God's heart to rescue. He's sending out his salvation amongst the nations. I trembled inside when I heard all this. Verse 16, my lips quivered with fear. My legs gave way beneath me, and I shook in terror. I will wait quietly for the coming day when disaster will strike the people who invade us. Even though the fig trees have no blossoms and there are no grapes on the vine, and even though the olive crop fails, and you know where the nations are at, you know, in Europe at the moment, with the shakings and the financial systems and the euro and everything that's going on with Greece and Spain, and they're trying to, you know, shore up the economy in this country. It says, even though fig trees have no blossom, there are no grapes, even though the olive crop fails and the fields lie empty and barren, even though the flocks die in the fields and the cattle barns are empty, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in the God of my salvation. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He will make me sure-footed as a deer and bring me safely over the mountains. And I really believe that God is doing an awesome thing amongst his people. If we see with the eyes of the Spirit, if we look not at the natural, not what's going on, with the violence in the nations, because you see all the violence, and then what we don't always see is that many, many people are being saved. There's a battle going on, a spiritual battle, there's a physical violence, but the salvation's going on. There's the economic shakings, but the people of God are told to rejoice and look at what God is doing in the spirit. And he is on the move, and he is on the move in this nation. And as the church, our eyes need to be on him. More so and more so and more so, our eyes need to be fixed on him and what he is doing. Not our natural surroundings, not our wealth, because it's all going to be shaken, okay? And yes, we have protection, and God is for us and he blesses us, but stuff is going on that we've not seen before. But we're going to see God move like we've never seen before. Amen. And we're going to do something in this. Do you guys, have any of you guys been reading this, following this? Anybody here? Okay, you might not have seen this before then. Keep praying and bless. And it's a prayer initiative that's going ahead of the Olympic torch. Okay, so you know the Olympics is happening?
Yes.
Yeah. You heard?
We have heard.
I'm personally not into the Olympics whatsoever. Never have been, probably never will be. And we were in Italy the last, it must have been 4 years ago, the last Olympics. And I think the only thing I remember watching, because it was on, we put the TV on while we were having breakfast, we were on holiday with the kids, was we'd stick the TV on at breakfast time and it was synchronised swimming. You know the women with the hats? And you know, all the stuff they do. And we really got into it, but we just had a laugh, you know. I'm not into the Olympics at all. So the Olympics are happening. They're happening in this nation in soon. Don't even know when. Faith camp. Yeah, faith camp. I did read about this initiative just before it was about to kick off. And so, you know, they're going around the nation with the Olympic torch.
Yes.
And... are they coming near Scarborough?
No,
in Scarborough. On Monday. I'm putting this back on. I can see what I'm doing. Okay. The Olympics themselves came out of a celebration, but a worship to Zeus, you know, in Greece, God. And in the Bible, that God was referred to as Baal. And then the whole torch thing was reintroduced to the Games by Hitler in 1936. So Christians got together, I know, Christians got together and decided we need to precede these Olympics and the torch going to each city with prayer. Okay, so this is the church in this nation rising up and not looking at the natural, not just getting their tickets to go to the Olympics, but actually, okay, we've got to do some stuff in the spirit in this nation, okay? So they've written this... Keep praying and bless, which I think was quite cool because it just, you know, these keep calm and carry on things everywhere in a moment. And so I just want to read a couple of bits of what they say here. We should never underestimate the synergy of the power of the prayer of agreement. Okay? Over these 70 days, we come together across the British Isles with one heart and one voice. So there's a daily thing to read out and decree over each city that the torch is going to. Okay? As we decree God's name and bless his people and pray the Lord's Prayer in unity, we believe we will see his kingdom come. The prayers in this guide are based on the name of God, the great I Am. So each day they've taken a different I Am. And we'll, different name of God. When we honour God's name, he will reveal his glory, and each day we will declare a name, an aspect of our God to make decrees and to bless. Okay? In Job 22:28, it says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it will be established. Okay? So the church in this nation, like Clive was talking about Cyrus, he decreed... He sent out a decree, and Clive was talking about it last night, okay, that Cyrus decreed that Jerusalem would be rebuilt, and they were sent to do it. And there's been a decree over you guys, there's a decree that Scarborough is going to be rebuilt, and you guys are rebuilding Scarborough. You're rebuilding the kingdom of God, in this place. Okay, so we decree a thing and God moves. Okay, we are called to make heavenly decrees, decrees that will bring about divine justice. As with Jeremiah, our anointed words will uproot forces of darkness and plant kingdom revelation. Okay, we speak blessings because the Bible says that one of the roles of the priests, and I'm going to be talking about this in a minute, we are called, the people of God were called by God to be priests. We're priests to God and for God on behalf of people. Amen. We speak blessings because the Bible says that one of the roles of the priests, the Levites, was to speak blessings, not just pray them and pray for people, but speak the blessings over people. We have become a kingdom of priests to our God and should take this privilege seriously. Okay, during this time of heightened security, we'd ask you to pray protection daily over the British Isles and Ireland. So basically has a prayer every day, a prayer of blessing, a decree. We speak the Aaronic blessing, and we pray the Lord's Prayer, and it sort of happens in the morning and at prayer at noontime. So we're a bit off that, but we're going to do it. Is that all right? Because it's we're going to join in with a voice that's going on in this nation. And so, do you understand? Because we're going to do this. Because actually, today's blessing is over Durham. Now, that's not too far from you, is it?
Is it a couple? On the website, if we haven't got that document.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see the whole thing on our website.
Let's have a look. Where is it? It will say somewhere. Yeah, I'll do it. I'll show you the book afterwards, and or if I can find it, I'll have a look. Okay, so coming here on
Monday.
Okay, because it's got Middlesbrough tomorrow, Hull Monday. It's obviously coming here then. How?
We're going to Scarborough first, and then Filey.
Great. Coming here. So we're going to be we're going to take this then, and we're going to speak this over Scarborough as well as over Durham. We're going to hit before, so you guys can, if you get hold of this already off the website, and pray over Scarborough Monday, before it comes, because you don't want everything that comes with it. You don't want all the, all the rubbish you want to see. So anyway, these are the blessings being spoken over. I'll use this, and I just pray. Is this on? Yeah, sorry. Just pray in the spirit, okay? And I'm going to read it out, but we're just praying together. I'm not just going to read this and you're listening. We're actually praying together, okay? Is this on? Can you hear me? Is it on? Oh, it's got a light on.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the wrong colour light.
Oh. Probably. Red for stops. We want green, do we? Green for go. Okay, guys, let's just pray in the spirit first, okay? Thank you, Lord. Shokora mandere ki arabaka yenedi ki arabo shuna arabo kuya da mandere de 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 ki arada mandere de ki arada bashkende de kuya ramonde ki arabo shugora mandere ki arada da bakara bakire de de ki shkende de. Father, we thank you that people have taken the time to hear you and write this down, Lord. And Lord, we're going to speak out these words, and Lord, they're just words of life, and they're words of declaration, Lord, over our towns and over our city and over this nation. And Lord, as we speak these words, Lord, we believe that your word goes forth. Your word is living and active, and it is life over our nation and over our towns. And in the name of Jesus, we speak over Durham today. We speak over Scarborough, and we speak over the northeast. That I am is dunamis power. I am is dunamis power. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And we agree today, the Holy Spirit coming on Durham, the Holy Spirit coming on Scarborough, the Holy Spirit coming in the northeast, the Holy Spirit coming with power, that the Church of Jesus Christ receives power in the northeast. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We decree that he who is in us is greater than he who is in the world. We speak it over the church. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Okay. Now I'm going to speak this blessing, and you guys agree with it. We stand in the mighty name of Jesus and bless you, Durham.
Amen.
We bless you, Scarborough.
Amen.
And we bless you, the Northeast.
Amen.
That you might prosper under the mighty hand of God. We bless you that justice and righteousness might take their proper place within your boundaries. We bless you that the favor of the Lord might rest upon you and give you peace. We bless you that the power, Father's compassion might fall upon your people. We bless your poor that they might be lifted up. We bless you that the knowledge of Jesus might come in amongst you like a mighty flood. We bless the people of God in Durham. We bless the people of God in Scarborough. We bless the people of God in the Northeast that they might rise up with servant authority and become a people of blessing. We bless you that the joy of the Lord will be your strength. Amen. Okay, it speaks the Aaronic blessing, which is the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. So they will put my name on the Israelites and I will bless them. We bless all believers to know the infilling power of the Holy Spirit in their lives.
Amen.
The same power that raised Jesus from the dead.
Amen.
We bless this nation to be affected by that power.
Amen.
And with a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And this prayer of protection we read at the end is really, really powerful. Mm. Almighty Father, we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And in that mighty name, we break the power of every strategy and assignment sent against the British Isles and Ireland. We pray the mighty covering of the living blood of Jesus Christ over our villages, over our towns and our cities, over our coastlands, our seaports and our airports. We ask that you release the angelic host to protect us from every attack and lift each citizen above every circumstance and crisis. We affirm the finished work of Christ over all demonic forces and decree that no weapon formed against the plans and purposes for the British Isles and Ireland will prosper. And we decree that no longer will violence be heard in our land or destruction within our borders. We bless the atmosphere to be charged with peace and order. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. You can sit down. So there are thousands of people declaring that over this nation, over the next, 70 days or whatever. And I'm not sure if it's the last day or the day the actual Olympics start. The whole nation are ringing bells, aren't they? The bells always makes me think. And the bells, the Friday morning of faith camp.
Before it starts.
But anyway, I haven't talked to Clive about this. But 8 o'clock in the morning, I think we ought to do something at faith camp for those of us that are there. Yeah, we're bringing bells. Come on, the bells.
There's a
yeah.
Yeah,
I know. I always have a lane that one as well. Where does it say in here? Okay, on 27th of July, 8 a.m., church bells are to be rung across our nation on that day. Okay, the last time this happened was exactly 70 years ago to the day, when Churchill declared, "Before El Alamein, we never had a victory. After El Alamein, we never had a defeat."
Right.
Let us pray that this will now happen in the spiritual realm,
yes,
and that it will herald a time of victory for the church.
Yes.
It's such a powerful time in the spirit in this nation.
Yeah, yeah.
So, on that day, get your bells out. They're encouraging everybody to ring a bell. And the bells are like, when the bells chime, it's like ringing in a ring of change, a ringing in a season of change. And I really, really believe, and that's why we can't look at the natural. We have to look at what's going on in the spirit of what God wants to do in our nation. And so that all sort of tied in with, you know, what I, just a few things that God's been speaking to me about in this season. And, right, Song of Songs, one of those books I can never find. Yeah, let's say somewhere. Okay. You know that it's been raining a lot. You noticed. And I've just been really, really excited. I'll put this down now. So down there. Just. I know we've missed the sunshine. and it's interesting because I was in Israel earlier on this year, and you know, we're always praying for rain for Israel because they're permanently in, you know, drought, whatever. And when I was there, there was so much rain. So I couldn't complain because we pray for rain for Israel. So we go there and it's really cold and raining. And this was in March and it snowed. Okay. So they haven't had a winter like it, you know, for years. And just very wet, very cold. And obviously we've got the same going on here. And I've been really excited because for me, when I see all this rain, I see God, you're pouring out your spirit. What happens in the physical is going on in the spirit. And praise God, we're in a nation where, okay, there's shakings, there's economic stuff, and there's a lot of rain. In other nations, there's violence on the streets. Do you know what I mean? It manifests. Whatever's going on in the spirit will manifest at some point. And we don't know where that's going to take us in this nation, because, you know, there's a battle going on, there's stuff going on in the spirit. But okay, so it's raining a lot, and there's floods, and you know, for, I don't know, I tend to worship just, you know, Kim Walker Smith, and it's permanently singing "Let It Rain," "Let It Rain," you know, "Open the floodgates of heaven," and I'm singing this, and somebody put on my Facebook the other day, "How come we have a since when have we been a monsoon nation?" You know, and I since we've been singing "Let It Rain," you know, it's like, and what we speak happens. Yes. There's power in our words, yeah. You know. We're like looking for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on this nation. And if a physical demonstration, if it's raining, and it's raining so much that we've, you know, okay, we've got floods, and sorry if you've been flooding out. If you've been flooded out, you know, it's not nice people get flooded out. But the you know when they said this nation has a drought, and we'd been saying, how can we have a drought? We have, you know, so much rain. But we needed so much rain that it went down into the water, you know, to a deep level, a water table, where that would start raising again. It can't just be surface rain. It's got to be a lot of rain. Yeah. And, you know, they've now officially declared that there is no drought, the water hose pipe ban is over. And it's like, a few months ago we were told we had a drought and it would take 18 months or whatever for us to be out of that, or a couple of years. So in a couple of months, I really believe God is saying UK does not have a drought. Yeah. It is not a drought nation. It's an outpouring of rain, an outpouring of water. But it had to be enough to go so deep for it to be able to be used and declared not a drought. So, and God was speaking to me months ago about all the seeds of him in this nation that are buried deep, our heritage, that's seemingly lost, you know. The water had to go so deep for everything deep down to catch water, to come alive in the things of God and bear fruit Okay, so can you see there's the two? There's the water, there's the physical water, the down into the water table, but there's the seeds, the stuff in this nation, in the spirit, that God's going to go deep, deep, deep with his spirit and just cause to come to life. And so the seeds, I really believe what God is doing in the physical and in the spirit is he's pouring out and pouring out, and deep, deep things of this nation are inheritance. Way back. Are the confession over this nation, our first king. I know I've talked about that up here before, so I'm not going there. But deep seed, watered, and it's going to come to life. It's going to bear fruit. We're going to see God come again in this nation. The belief system in this nation come back. And on the surface, it may not look like that, but God is on the move. And he moves through his people. He moves through his church. We're no longer in a drought, a desert. And so Song of Songs, God took me there this week. Song of Songs chapter 3, verse 6. Okay. Who is this sweeping in from the wilderness? Okay. Who is this swooping in from the desert? Who is this? Like a cloud. Who is that that smells of myrrh and frankincense and every other spice? Look, it's the king's carriage. Okay? God, I believe, sweeping into this nation.
Come on.
And the church has to see. She has to see with eyes of faith. The bride has to see the king is coming. He's on the move. And it's interesting that, you know, we many have been praying for revival in this nation, like, you know, like obviously Pastor Colin. Many great men and women of God before him, or even obviously over the years, have been believing for God to move in this nation, restore who we are. Yeah, that in God we are great. Yeah. Okay? In God we are a great nation. We're a sending nation of ministers of the gospel. An evangelist to the whole world. In God, we're a great nation. In God, we need to be a great nation again. And the church sees him in the spirit that he's coming. And it says, who's with him? Who's with him as he's sweeping in out of the desert? Okay? Who is it that's coming in this fragrance? It's our king. Who is it that's coming in on the king's carriage? With 60 of Israel's mightiest men surrounding it. And this is the church. Okay? And we're going to look at a bit in a minute about the priest. When the people of Israel were called, God called a people to be priests before him, ministers before him and to him. And in Exodus and in Hebrews and in Peter and in Revelation, we stand before God as priests. Ministers to him and for him. And we stand before him as kings as well. We're kings and priests. Okay, and here we're like the kings who sweep in with the King of Kings. 60 of Israel's mightiest men surrounding the carriage. Okay, they are all skilled swordsmen. Okay, and experienced warriors. So they are warriors coming in with their king. The church of Jesus Christ in this nation being a warrior, having a warrior spirit. It says they are skilled swordsmen and experienced warriors. And it's time, like Clive's been saying, for the church to mature, for the church to be mighty warriors with their king and for their king, for the church to be skilled in swordsmanship, that we can stand, we can fight. Okay, this is who's sweeping in with the king.
Right.
His church. Yeah. Mighty, skilled, experienced. Each one wears a sword on his thigh, ready to defend the king against an attack. Okay, so each one of us, from the youngest to the eldest, has a sword.
Yes.
Okay, the sword of the spirit. And we know how to use it. We're teaching, like Clive's been talking about, each person equipped in the body, taught how to use the gifts of the Spirit, how to use our sword, how to fight and stand for the king.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, you know, I'm going over to Israel in a couple of weeks' time with some of our young people, and we're going to a youth conference, and the youth conference is in Tel Aviv for Jewish and Arab young people, but we're going to take some of the young people from Bethlehem, okay, so it's a Palestinian area, through the checkpoint to the conference, because we want the young people over there to be at the conference. And there's a lady that's from Kingdom of Faith who works on the ground in Bethlehem, and it's her job, you know, from the conference to go. She has a relationship with a lot of young people in Bethlehem, but is to go around the schools and the churches and say to the young people, whether they're saved or Muslim, whatever they are, you know, do you want to come to the conference? And so they go. That's what happens. This year, there's a battle on, because the churches, the Palestinian Authority, have clamped down on the churches and said to them, if you have anything to do with Israel, we'll shut you down. Okay? So as believers who worship the God of Israel and have, according to the word, be reconciled, love their brother, you know, work together, but they've been told by the Palestinian Authority, if you stand or have anything to do with Israel, we'll shut you down. So they have a choice. Now that's a hard thing to make. And it really caused me to get into prayer this week, because obviously we're praying into these young people coming. What are we asking of them? What would I do? What would you do if you're leading a church and you're told, if you stand with Israel, you'll be shut down? Now, for us, it might be an easier decision, but for them, it's not just shut down. They lose their livelihoods. They can be killed. To stand with Israel, you're a traitor. So it's this, but this is the world we're living in. Amen. This is the world. This is the battle that we're in now. Are we going to stand for our King? Are we going to stand with the God of Israel? Okay, it's a very real, for some others more tangible, but are we going to stand with our King? Will we stand with him when we're confronted? So standing with our King to defend him. Okay, King Solomon has a carriage. The king has built a carriage for himself from wood imported from Lebanon's forests. Its posts are of silver, its canopy is gold, and its seat is upholstered in purple cloth. Its interior was a gift of love.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
The in Song of Songs, chapter 1, it says, chapter 2, where is it? But your name. Okay, I think it's chapter 1, verse 4. It says it's slightly different in here, but it talks about the name. In the New King James, it talks about the name of the King. It's like ointment poured forth. Okay, the King is sweeping in a spirit, into this nation. Okay, and across the nations of the earth. But his name is like an ointment. His name goes before him. In his name, we know we're going to see healings and deliverance. We know we're going to see in all the horrible stuff that goes on and all the shakings, his name is fragrance. His name is like an anointing oil that goes forth. That's what's going before the King as he's coming. Okay, and as a bride, that's what we need to see. We need to see, and we need to be aware of. And it's interesting that this week I've been at home, and a week or two ago I was like saying, God, okay, God, what is it you want to say? What do you want to do? You know, what do you want, a word for Scarborough or whatever? And it's interesting because God, what he said to me was, I want you to come away with me, speaking to me, you know, personally. And I was like, okay. So I scrapped all this week. I scrapped everything. And you know when God spoke to Moses in Exodus, I can't remember which chapter it is now, but when he calls him to go up the mountain, he said, oh, come up here. And Moses said to his priests and his other guys, he said, if an issue arises, you deal with it. I'm going up here. So I had to put, you know, like seeing people and different things, and even at a leadership meeting, I was like, Clive, God's doing something, and I can't leave this place to go to a meeting, you know. And he said, like, fine, stay there. So I just stayed there. So I've basically been at home, and I've just been before God for the last 3.5 days, and it's like, he was like, come away with me as his bride, and as talking to me about being a priest, of ministering to him. So he wasn't giving me a word. Do you know what I mean? He wasn't giving me stuff to speak or preach or whatever. He's like, you're a priest to me. I want you to minister to me. So I've just been worshipping him, just been meeting with him, and he's been speaking, okay? Song of Songs 8, verse 4. If we're priests and kings, we've just done about the king's bit, roughly, okay? Song of Songs 8, verse 5. Who is this sweeping in from the desert? Okay, it's the same verse. Who is this sweeping in? Who is this coming in from the wilderness? Leaning on her beloved. Leaning on her beloved. And you know, church, we're in a crucial time of getting skilled, getting equipped to be able to stand, equipping one another, equipping the believers, you know, like the saints, equipping new people as they get saved. Who is this coming, sweeping in from the desert? It's the King, okay, it's Jesus. And who is this leaning on him? It's the church. The church coming out of this wilderness time, the church coming out of the season that we've been in for a long time, crying out to God, waiting on him. We're coming out of that time, leaning on him, leaning on our beloved. It's the most precious place we can be as a believer, is leaning on Jesus. Totally, but it's our beloved. They're leaning on each other, Jesus and his bride, and the bride and Jesus. It's such an intimacy. We're priests to him, first and foremost. The Levites were priests to him, yes, on behalf of the people. And you know, we can get equipped. There's loads of teaching out there. We can read. We can watch God TV, we can, you know, worship. There's everything that we can do. In this country, we are so, so blessed with so many resources. And the key, first and foremost, is to minister to him.
Come on, that's great.
And even, you know, even the songs we sing, our worship and our praise is to him.
Yeah,
it's to him, to minister to him.
Yes.
And that's what God is looking for. His beloved, who ministered to him first and foremost. Yes. When you get out of bed in the morning, you know, David appointed the priests to minister to God day and night, 24/7. Yes. There was praise, there was worship to the king. While everything else was, I know we can't all do that all day, every day, but he desires such a walk with you. He desires that walk, that closeness, that beloved, that lover leaning on Jesus. That we're coming out of a time in this nation, the church is coming out of a time, into a time of pouring out of his spirit. But we're totally reliant on Jesus. We're totally leaning on him. We're totally in love with him. You know, we can get so busy doing church, and that's why he said to me, come away. We can get so busy, so bogged down. The bigger church gets, the more we can get caught up with the busyness of it. But first and foremost, we're priests to him. We stand in heaven in Revelation, priests to our God, not just for him, loving him, worshipping him. And I know you guys that your focus is, because you can hear it and you do it, your focus is him before anything else. It's and we're coming out of this wilderness time. You know, with Jesus, when he came out of the wilderness, he came out in power.
Yeah.
Came out in power. We all have to go through it. As individuals and as churches and as nations, we go through those wilderness times, but we come out in power. Okay, Moses came out with the authority and power of God when he came out of the Moses into Egypt to lead the people out. And it's to lead the people out of slavery. That's God's heart. Yeah. It's to lead people into freedom. Amen. To lead them into freedom. To set the captives free. That's why God called Moses in Exodus. He said, I've heard their cry. I'm sending you. You're going to bring the captives out of slavery. Well, we're worshippers. Lovers of Jesus, we will carry his heart. We will carry his heart to see the captives set free. We come out in power, okay, from his presence to see captives set free. Okay, we come out in his name, tested, surrendered. We come out anointed, and we come out in freedom. We come out with songs of freedom. It's interesting that in Revelation, the song that the believers are singing in Revelation is the song of Moses. It's the same song of deliverance, of free from captivity that God has done. It's the same, exactly the same song. It's called the song of Moses. Time of freedom. Who is this leaning? Who is this sweeping from the desert in this season? It's Jesus. And who's leaning on him? It's us. Yeah. It's the church. Yeah, we're leaning on our beloved. Yes. Okay? We're leaning on the lover of our souls. Hallelujah. And God is jealous. You know, just further down in Song of Songs in chapter 8, verse 6, place me like a seal over your heart or like a seal on your arm. For love is as strong as death. And its jealousy is as enduring as the grave. Love flashes like fire, the brightest kind of flame. Okay, many waters cannot quench love, neither can rivers drown it. And at the end of the day, it's down to our love relationship with Jesus. Amen. Our walk with him. And we have to guard it. The busier church gets, the bigger church gets, the tougher life gets, our love relationship with Jesus is what will keep us standing. Amen. It will keep us standing. And he's jealous for that. He's jealous for that bride, that relationship, that closeness. Hallelujah. He's jealous for it. It's what he sent Jesus for. That kind of relationship. But it brings such freedom in our lives. That love brings such a peace, such a freedom. And you know, we're called to honour him in that way. We're called to love Jesus in that way. We're called to give him the honour and that place in our hearts and our lives and our timetable. It's very practical, isn't it? Mm. We're called to honour him. And the more we honour him in that place, the more he can do.
Amen.
The more he can do. That's what Jesus said, wasn't it? When I'm honoured, when I'm not honoured, I can't. When I am honoured, mm-hmm. I can do more. And I really, you know, I know you guys here and in this place especially, you have your times where you meet with God. And they're going to be more and more crucial that you meet with him in that place. In your own life, your own time as individuals. But also, and the Lord was speaking to me the other day about kingdom faith and how, and obviously you know, this work has come out of Kingdom Faith and Pastor Colin. And the Lord really just, you know, he just, although it's obvious in one sense, he just, you know, said to me, you know, there's been worship at the college for 30 years. It's 30 years of, okay, you might have weekends where, you know, they weren't meeting there or some holidays, some weeks of the month of the year, where there's nothing going on. But basically, there's been worship at 8 o'clock every day of the week for 30 years. That's how long the college has been there, isn't it?
Nearly.
Yeah. What is it then?
84. Yeah, but the team, there's been 8 o'clock for years before.
Yeah. So basically, it's been worship for 30 years. And that can't stop. That, because it's key.
Yeah.
It's like, that's the, you know, we start, they start with a meeting every day, meeting with God. They, you know, call it meeting with God at that 8 o'clock, because it's to him.
Yeah.
First and foremost, that's Pastor Colin's heart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's to Jesus first. Amen. We're ministering to him. Yeah, that's right. Why he only sings what he sings, because he's ministering to God. He's not telling people about him. He's not like singing anything else, and he won't. Because first and foremost, we are to minister to the Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's been going on every day. And God said to me, it can't stop. Whatever we build, whatever comes next, whatever goes on, that ministry first and foremost has got to carry on, because that's the life. That's the intimacy. That's the call. That's the fruit. And, you know, that's the, you know, the seed, when the word talks about the mustard seed is the smallest, but it goes into the ground, it becomes the mightiest tree for all the birds to come into. That one heart response of worship day in, day out is, I'm going to minister to God. So we collectively are going to minister to God. Everything else comes out of it. For 30 years in this nation, we've had that worship. It's been going on, you know, obviously on a lot longer, and through other people and other ministries and church and believers that have been faithful to God. But Kingdom Faith, that's our heritage, our inheritance, and we're going to carry on. God was speaking to me about the next 30 years. And then if Jesus doesn't come back, the next 30 years of a generational plugging in and worshipping and loving Jesus first and foremost. Amen. Nothing, when that's your root, nothing can shake that. That's got to be our backbone. That honour, that position that we take, and we stay there until we see God come through. And we are going to see it. We are going to see it. We're going to see it. Amen. That leaning on Jesus. He's jealous for that relationship and that. Personally, but then you guys hear that it's so key. That is such, there's such a joy in that place. It's such a freedom. There's so, you know, the Lord talks about radiance, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's right.
About us being so full, the face to face with him. We are face to face with him. That glory, that radiance on us, in us as people, because we're lovers. We're lovers of the King. We're lovers of the King.
Amen.
Priests and kings. It's both. We need both. But he's jealous for lovers. When he returns, it's his bride sweeping him with his warriors. But his bride that loves him. Amen.
Amen.
Shall we stand?
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. 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 Lord, as your bride, we want to see you as you are. Lord, that our eyes of faith would be on you, our focus, our attention, our hearts, our thoughts would be on you, Jesus, as you are, Lord. That, Lord, you are riding in to this nation, Lord. You are sweeping in on the flood, Lord, on the flood, Lord. That you're pouring out, Lord. The floodgates of heaven are open over this nation, Lord. That you are pouring out your spirit, Lord. And it's going out in declaration over this nation every day at this time. And Jesus, you are sweeping in. And Lord, as your bride, you want to see you. as you are, in your splendor,
in your
glory. And Lord, you sweep in on the love and praise of your people. You do it with your people. You don't sweep in without them. You sweep in with them. And Lord, we're at your side, Lord. Lord, we're at your side as warriors. We're at your side with our swords at the ready. Lord, we are equipped. We are trained. Lord God, we are ready to defend you. Father God, Lord, that you do that in us, Lord, by your Holy Spirit. Lord, you build each one of us up by your Spirit, that we build one another up, Lord, to be able to stand with you, our King. But Lord, you sweep in on love. Lord, you sweep in with your beloved with you. You sweep in with your bride and for your bride, Lord. And Jesus, we want to be those that love you. Jesus, we want to be those that honor you with our lives, with our minds, with our bodies, with our time, with our hearts. Jesus, we want to be those that just love you. You are jealous for a deep love, for a walk and a relationship that is so real. It's so tangible that you sweep in on that love.
Thank you, Lord.
That, Lord, we would minister to you first. Lord. We've ministered to you first. Amen. Every morning and last thing at night. You, Jesus, your name that is like anointment.
Hallelujah.
That pours forth.
Hallelujah.
Healing and life. Your name, Jesus,
Yes.
Is on our lips. Mm. Your name, Jesus, takes its place in your church, in this nation.
Yes.
Your name, Jesus. Mm. That devotion to you, Jesus, takes first place.
That's right.
Jesus, you sweep in.
Oh, yes,
and we do declare that there is no more flood, no more drought in this nation.
This nation
and the church in this nation comes alive. Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus, by the power of your Spirit.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
That we are lovers of yours, or we are priests of yours, to you first.
Amen.
To you first, Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm.
That our hearts hear you call. Come away with me.
Yes.
That our hearts would hear you. And we would respond, yes, Lord. The bride and the Spirit say, yes, Jesus, come, Lord Jesus, come, Lord Jesus. Happy are those who hear the call to worship, Lord. That we just thank you for such a release of joy and freedom in your church, Lord. That your church in this nation will be marked with joy, will be marked with freedom, Lord, in your presence. Such freedom and such joy that the world comes, because the world wants it, Lord. In the face of everything going on, they see that joy, and it's in you, Jesus. First and foremost.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Holy, holy, holy.
Gird your sword upon your side, Almighty One. Clothe yourself with splendor and majesty. In your majesty, ride forth victoriously.
Yes.
In behalf of truth,
Jesus.
Humility,
yes,
and righteousness.
Yes,
let your right hand display awesome deeds.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing in this nation at this time, in this area at this time, as the church is praying and the bells are rung out of faith, you know, when we're at faith camp, the bells are rung out across this nation. Jesus, we look to you for a move. We see you coming in mighty into this nation like a flood. In your splendor, Lord.
Ooh.
Thank you, Jesus. Your church will see it.
They'll
see you. They'll see you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.